My name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
You know what's amazing? The word amazing. It's completely and totally overused. Everybody seems to be using it. I was watching television on, I believe it was TV Land, wherever Gilligan's Island has been running on. I know, Gilligan's Island, it's a... It's Gilligan's Island, for God's sake. And the commercials that they were running within a few spots, like every other spot, the word amazing kept showing up. And I'm hearing it used by these youngsters, these kids, and they're like, oh, this was amazing. I watched a little bit of the Olympics, and the athletes were going, oh, it was just an amazing experience. And, you know, this was just such an amazing time. And my performance was so amazing. I think we can be done with the word amazing unless it truly is. I think the last person on the planet that should be able to use that word is the amazing Randy. Because he truly was. I think magicians, I think, have a free pass to be able to use the word amazing. I think at one point in his history, Houdini used it. He was the amazing Houdini. Or the amazing Randy. Or the amazing Marco. But to refer to something as being amazing is... it's getting kind of tired. We don't use the word incredible as much as I'd like. It's just me being picky, but still... here's something else that's been kind of picking at me. And I see it in social media from time to time. I don't see it as often as I used to, but the word amazeballs. What the hell is that? That's two words. That's amazing and balls put together to create a third word called amazeballs. I had pie today, and it was amazeballs. When I think of that, I think of somebody who looks at my balls and goes, they're amazing. Oh, it's a cheap shot, but hey, it was worth it. I am standing on the back porch, and I'm using the Zoom H2. For those of you who are audiophiles, those of you who are looking to find some type of mobile equipment, I'm actually hand-holding here, handheld, if you will, a recording device. It records usually in Wave. I've got it set to do MP3 at 128.44.1. And it's in the two-channel stereo mode, which means that my voice is on the front end and you're hearing some sounds, you know, the ambiance outside. Probably a little bit of music as I turn around here because I have a couple of speakers out here on the back patio. A little star in my seat that's working at the radio station. And I wanted to give this thing a good little test to see how it works. And it's kind of cool because it looks kind of like a Norelco shaver, and I've got this windscreen on it. It makes it look like a minion from Despicable Me. It looks like a minion with an afro. If the minion was silver and black. Whatever the case. Hey, I think it's going to sound okay. I like the idea. I like the idea that I can hop in my car and perhaps do this while I'm driving. Although I drive a stick, so this should be interesting. I need to figure out a way to hook up a lavalier to make it work. But as the weather warms up, and it hadn't been too bad, I mean, at the time this was recorded, it's, 46 degrees. I'm sitting here looking at a thermometer here, which is kind of odd because the thermometer I have came from a place I can't tell you about. There's a little bit of history, too, and it's a wonderful story, but if I told you that, I could probably wind up in jail. So we'll just leave it at that. But I wanted to take a little time, too, and deliver a bit of a shorter a podcast. I know the last one I did was all by myself, and this one is as well. I'm not expecting any guests anytime soon, as it's nearly 2 o'clock in the morning. My wife has gone on to bed after, you know, working her ass off, trying to keep everything flowing and moving. And I stepped outside to have a smoke, and in fact, I'm going to grab my beer and head on back inside into the control room where it is a little bit warmer and more comfortable, and you know, talk a little bit about what all has been happening. Not that, you know, a whole heck of a lot has been happening. Those of us at Radio Memphis have been working very steadily toward forward progress. That's always the thing. We watch with great interest other folks and seeing how things are happening out there in the world. And we look at the music community very tight. We see how everybody reacts to various things. And it's a good time. This is a good, exciting time. I have a couple of big meetings that are happening here very soon that are going to probably change the course of the way things are done at Radio Memphis to a certain extent, but I can't really elaborate on that, so let's not get into that too terribly much, shall we? But I do like the idea that I can sit here and that I can speak to this imagined audience with the ideas and the thoughts that creep into my head from time to time. As I mentioned, the last episode of this show was, I know, kind of dark, and I'm going to try not and go that route in this particular episode, because, you know, a little bit of that goes a long way. But it's very easy to feel a bit dark about certain things. You know, people have good intentions. I'd like to think that. I really like to believe that people come to me with various thoughts and ideas and suggestions, and they have all the good intentions in the world. And that can be a good thing. It really can, because I'm one of these people that believe that when you create something, or when you build something, or you have a thought or an idea, that individuals can contribute to that in a very safe and convenient sort of way. And what I mean by that is that everybody has an opinion. I went into this knowing that I would never please everybody all the time. I'm not looking to achieve huge fame, huge fortunes, or anything like that. I mean, this is the business. This is show business. And part of, you know, 99% of show business is making the bills. 99% of it actually is not, it's not so much that, it's the preparation, it's the work, it's the getting your shit together. That the seduction that occurs around a microphone by people who look at it as, hey, this is cool, I can speak and people can hear me, and you hope that when you open up your mouth, there is some content there that people can grasp onto. And perhaps, you know, we do pretty good with that. That's kind of what we strive for. You know, I like to use the baseball analogy. Baseball is fun because you've got a guy who can go up to the plate and he's got the bat on his shoulder. And throughout the course of his season, he connects with the ball and he arrives at first base about 30% of the time. That's a good baseball player. That's a tremendous baseball player. And the interesting part about that is that if I did my job 30% of the time, well, by God, I'd be a failure. But in the world of baseball, that's not so much. We try to achieve a little bit more than 30% success. And in show business, oddly enough, you know, and musicians will understand this completely. If you send out, let's say, 1,000 invitations and 20 people show up, well, you've done a remarkable job. You know, that's roughly 2%. I think the magic number is like 1.47. Somebody did some math to it, and 2% is huge in this sort of thing. And nowadays, with everybody online, there are people that are internet stars. There are people that are YouTube stars. There are these viral individuals, people you and I have never heard of, even if I mention names, and we wonder why they are famous and wonder why they are making so much money. They've figured something out. Whether it's a cat video, or it's some, you know, hump, sitting on his couch complaining about the world. He has an audience. And he's making some money out of it, I guess. I mean, you know, I guess that's a good thing to a certain extent. I do believe, though, down the way, the world is just going to kind of homogenize to the point where we're going to get away from some of that. And people are going to start getting picky. And that's where I hope to survive. That's where I want to be. I want to be where the world is picky. I want to be where the where people start saying no a little more often. And what's amusing about that is that when you get into business for yourself like I have, you learn very quickly, that a lot of people come at you with these great intentions, but they don't like to follow through with what they say. This has happened to me countless times. Well, actually, they're countable. It's not an infinite number, obviously, but there have been individuals who have said to me, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make sure that you are successful. And within a week into it, or 2 weeks into their little promise, well, nothing very successful has happened. A lot of people like to have answers. A lot of people like to have ideas. And all of a sudden, you begin to feel, if you're a person in my position, you begin to feel that people start stabbing you in the back. I've mentioned earlier that, I'll mention it now. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. A lot of the things that I have done, a lot of the things that I have created over the years, and not just with Radio Memphis, but, you know, in my previous career at Rock 103, at the places I've been in television and other bits of radio and production and things like that. When an idea does happen, it does get ripped off. It does find itself taking on new life under different wings. And those individuals that put that out there claim it as their own. It's all well and good. There's an old adage in radio that there is nothing new. Everything has been done. Nothing changes. I do like to believe that a good part of what we consume as you know, as a species of people who crave some type of content, that we look for things that appeal to us. And nothing really has changed over the years, if you think about it. I mean, you know, when American Idol came on, how long was it before there were shows that copied it and everything else that went along with that? I mean, The Voice, you know, came out, and now look what's happened. You know, they've all peaked. They've all done their deal. They've shit the bed, if you will. And there's nothing of real substance to any of that kind of thing. And we keep reaching further back in our conscience and our experiences and the things that we grew up with. And we look at what it takes to create something quote unquote new. And I try and do the same thing. And we hope we have a good time with that. But, you know, nevertheless, the secret of show business is simply this. This is $1 million secret. It's actually a $10 million secret. And I'm going to give it away right here for nothing. All of you listening to this should write me a check for this. Seriously, because this is the secret of show business. And it goes like this. Give your audience something they have never seen nor heard before. That's it. That's all there is to it. Obviously, I haven't been able to live quite up to that my own self because I'm not a millionaire yet. and neither are a lot of you. But we look at things you know, you go through your Facebook feeds, you go through your Twitter feeds, you go through your social media, you look online, you go to the places that you surf through, you go through your bookmarks, and you see stuff that you think you've never seen before. But in reality, you kind of have somewhere down the way. That's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all. We look at things at these, we look at these videos, one of the starkest things that have come to my mind, if I can use that word, starkest, not starkest oranges, but starkest thing that I have seen, was the whole idea behind the cats on the internet. Now, I sound like an old geezer when I mention it that way, but let's be honest here. A cat wearing a shark costume riding a Zumba, a robotic vacuum, across the kitchen floor while the owner of said cat is doing the dishes and acts like it's just another day in the life in their strange little world. That little video, which is maybe 3 minutes long, is up there as far as viewers, and people just go nuts. They look at it and they go, look at that cute little bastard riding that vacuum cleaner. It is highly amusing to me. If people could figure out the mathematical formula to viral videos, by God, the major corporations that eat it up. But that's not going to be possible. It really isn't, because it changes with all of our tastes. We like various things. We look at things on the internet and we click on certain links because of something that is said in the headline. 9 times out of 10, and I know you've experienced this, is that the headline is the whole story. Very rarely these days do you find a headline appealing to the point where, you know, you're kind of sucked in, and then you click the link and then you start reading into the story, and the next thing you know, you're 10, 15, 20 minutes into looking at this incredible story that normally you wouldn't have given a shit about. But that's how it goes. You know, that's just, you know, the way life is. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, as we progress through the things that Radio Memphis is trying to create and do, we find ourselves scratching our heads when people come to us and say they want to help us. And they come at us very earnestly. They come with their hats in their hands. And they come in with a clean persona. They come in with no baggage. And they quickly vanish and leave us all wondering why, you know, these things never happened. It's sad, really. What was it? I saw something the other day that if you've never been stabbed in the back in multiple times, if you've never been lied to, if you've never understood what it was like to stick yourself out there and not realize the promises that have been made to you, then you don't know what it's like to be in business for yourself. It's amazing. No, it's not amazing. No, what it is, it's bullshit is what it is. People need to start telling the truth. It's okay to say no. It's okay to say no to me. I don't have a problem with that. I understand where you are. I have a better understanding of your footing in society. I understand where you are going to be 3 or 4 or 7 years from now if you tell me no. But if you tell me, hey, all of our financial problems have been solved, and that doesn't, you know, come to fruition, or you tell me, listen, I'm going to really step up and I'm going to be an angel and I'm going to be that individual that is going to make sure that your dream is realized. And a month in, you disappear. What was it? Did you bite off more than you could chew? Did you feel that it wasn't worth it, but you didn't have the balls to tell me no? Either way, that's the way it goes. Now listen, we are working with the From Radio Land podcast to bring you some interviews. One of the things that we're going to try and do, and since we have the ability, not just with this mobile thing here that we're recording this episode with, but down the way, I want to be able to do things like, bring in some people from out of town. And this is the cool thing about the internet, is that we can do it through Skype. Oh, yes. So those of you that are out there that are listening and would like to be a guest on this thing, I don't have a problem with you reaching out to me and saying, hey, listen, I'd like to be a guest on your show. Now, don't come on this thing thinking that, hey, I've got this agenda, this platform I really want to, push out and really, I want to use you. No, let's just talk about life. Let's just talk about the biz. Let's talk about what other people might be feeling as well. This isn't a platform for you to really push your agenda. If you want to do that, I've got some great advertisement rates for you on Radio Memphis. It's really cool. Radio-Memphis.com. Hell, I will put a banner ad on the website. I'll give you some commercial time. It'll be big. We'll have a fine time with it. Having said that, if you'd rather just talk about, being who we are in this wacky world, get in touch with me. And I'm going to do this, and I know people would cringe with me saying this, but I'm going to give you my email address. I'm going to give it to you right now. It's quite simple. RickCheddar@gmail.com. And it's got to be spelled correctly, all right? RickCheddar@gmail.com. Drop me a line. That's the beauty of Gmail, is because I can get I can sort it out. I can sort out the crackpots from the real deal. If you're hooked up with the Skype, I'll give you the Radio Memphis Skype address, and we'll go from there, and we'll set up. It'll be just you and me, and if I bring in Jeff or a Diana or a guest or somebody, we'll sit down and we'll just have a chat, and it'll be fun. It'll be big. So if you'd like to be a part of that, we'll certainly welcome that. I'm not being needy or beggy or anything like that. And I know down the way we're going to have some individuals, because we've kind of got a couple of those scheduled, and I don't want to get those names out there because I don't really want to, out them, if you will, because it might not happen. Nevertheless, if you want to be a part of it, we'll make it happen, and you can be a part of all of this. This would be a fun thing to do. So now look, I know this hasn't been much of a podcast, but I wanted to give this remote thing kind of a shot here. This little handheld thing, it's called a Zoom H2. So those of you that are into the audiophiles and all that kind of stuff, those of you who are audiophiles, I should say, that are into this kind of thing, this is your chance to kind of hear what this thing can do. And I hope you enjoyed it. In fact, before I wrap it up, just to let you know, the way it's sitting on my desk is sitting on top of a tobacco can, and I'm gonna pick it up here in the control room. I'm gonna stand up out of my chair. I'm gonna walk back over to my door and step back outside. Oh, there's a train. There's a train over to my west. A little bit more sound. And, I understand that movie production companies have been using the Zoom H2 as a way to capture their audio, their dialogue audio, when they're shooting scenes for film, which is way cool. Because you want to separate it from your original video track, because, in-camera audio sounds like ass anyway. So they can use these things and then go back and post-produce, as I will with this podcast. It will be post-produced. I clean it up a little bit, and I drop the bit rate down some so it doesn't eat up all my bandwidth when I go for my uploads onto Podbean. But, if you're looking for some type of technology to record with, I highly recommend it. Zoom as Z-O-O-M. The H2 is what this is. They may have an H3 or H4 out. Think of it this way. It's the GoPro for audio. It's that way. Yeah, it's kind of cool. I dig it. I've been playing around with it. I've done quite a few things with it. You can plug in an external mic to it. I've got a shotgun mic I can use with this thing. We'll probably play with that down the way as well. So there we go.
Here's what's coming up on the next edition from Radioland.
You know, my favorite thing is just to look up a comedian that I've always liked. Because most of them have podcasts.
Comedians and radio people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're both, right?
Well, well, you know, does internet radio count?
Yes.
But they were going to rape that corpse for everything they could get out of it and leave it on the side of the road and cash their, you know, their five-year plans in and leave.
I had a professor in college used to say, when it comes to technology, God tells Memphis last.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, even the advertising industry locally, they're probably more technologically advanced than even some of their clients around this town.
The whole thing about General Motors getting out of the FM business, they're not putting them in their cars.
Right.
And he farted. he farted. He actually, I didn't know if he pooped his pants, but he farted.
Radio Memphis is an internet broadcasting service provided by PirateRadioStudios.com, Memphis, Tennessee, USA.
So we'll end it like this, where it started, out here on the back porch. I can't wait for, you know, like really warmer weather where I can really enjoy it. I can't wait for a couple of other things too, and I really wish I could tell you about it, but as it comes around, I'll tell you about it. In fact, I'll tell you this. Those of you who are subscribers to this podcast, you guys are going to get some exclusives that's coming up with some really fun stuff that's happening at radio-memphis.com. We appreciate all of your support, and we thank you for being a part of everything that we're doing over here. And thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next time right here from Radioland. I'm Rick Cheddar. Thanks for tuning in.